In the first place, I have not read this report. I was just told about it this morning, and I can only say generally that our people know where we have come from, and our people know in the last 6 or 7 years where we were and what we have done to come from where we were to where we are, and that well-meaning Liberians and foreign partners know that we have improved significantly. All of the social institutions, the justice system, the family, the schools, everything were completely dismantled due to the Civil War. It's difficult to run a country under those circumstances. I can say with confidence that we are not just better off than we were 6 years ago or 7 years ago. We're better off than we were last year.
There's a statement that says officials engaged in corrupt practices with impunity. The report cites, for example, fewer court convictions as being responsible for this official corruption and a culture of impunity. Your comment, please.
Well, the first thing I think a few minutes ago I said to you, one of our main problems is capacity. Since this administration came into power, since President Sirleaf came into power, her focus has been on capacity. And we still see a wide gap in the capacity to prosecute, the capacity to investigate, and in many, many areas. And so we're still working on that. So concurrently, as we address this problem, we are also developing the mechanism for having the capability to be efficient in what we do. So that is a real challenge. So the whole lot of challenges that we're dealing with, and that one makes a post-conflict situation different from normal governance.
The report says that during the year, the Anti-Corruption Commission investigated 16 cases and recommended 8 for prosecution, resulting in 1 conviction. It also said that your ministry disregarded the recommendation of the Anti-Corruption Commission and dropped charges against the former Inspector General of Police, who were accused of irregularities in the procurement of uniforms. So my question is, how aggressive is your ministry in going after corrupt government officials?
One, I would say we are very aggressive with the resources we have. We do the best that we can. 2, I would like to specifically address Monassier case because it comes up a lot. And I think it's only fair for the public to know and know the facts. I will not prosecute any Liberian citizen on insufficient evidence. It's not fair for taxpayers to pay for a case that we know will not be successfully prosecuted.